Anyway, 1300 01 1170. This man might be able to enlighten us. He's on the line now for Sportsbet. Whoever you bet with, take a sec before you bet and gamble responsibly. And I'm pleased to say the great man, the coal miner, Sportsbet. Bet with mate. Start your group bet together. Share the moment. Conditions apply. Gamble responsibly. Shawnee, I'm Rod. Come in live.
Afternoon, boys. As soon as I heard Shahab Akhtar being spoken about a few minutes ago, I just knew there was going to be genital herpes in my introduction. I just knew it.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you knew that, but I'd prefer if you knew who was winning the derby, Shawnee. So have you got anything there?
I do, but I thought we might start a little bit. Well, we said out wide. It's not that out wide yesterday. Four pillars, Brian Fletcher. Mm. I've been to our man EMAC. On the training for the Doyen of Sydney Racing, yes. As we know. Different strokes. Now, you said yesterday it's had a very, very nice preparation. It's $4.20 in the market now, currently favourite with Sportsbet. I think you might have said these exact words. Keeps improving, made its way through the grades nicely. You said it's got Huey Bowman on board, so it's ticking a lot of boxes for punters. But EMAC, you said it's carrying 59.5 kilos. Mm. And that's the big butt. When it comes to the four pillars, his selection is the second pick, Dufresne, one for the Shawshank Redemption fans. $6.50. Andy, of course, $6.50 with Sportsbet at the moment. Dufresne, 3-year-old. We know it's going to lead, which is a big tick at Rose Hill. It's on the short backup as well. So he thinks it's going to be rock hard fit. And this is where the weights might come to it, Brian. Mm-hmm. It's claiming, or the apprentice on board, Tyler Schiller, claiming 3 kilos. So it's, or different strokes, is giving up a lazy 8 kilos.
Yeah, I know that. Gamble responsibly and at your peril when there's an apprentice on board. There's 18 horses. I don't know the kid, but big, big effort needed by him. That's all I'm saying.
That's true.
Don't get scared, young fella. Don't get frightened by the big animals around you.
Okay, so as an owner, right, you're already getting a collect if different strokes wins or correct. If Conrad wins, right?
Correct.
Are you having a little interest on Dufresne, Andy Dufresne?
Andy, no. I'm actually going to have a little bit on Divine
Conrad.
Breath.
Oh.
So Divine Breath was in the same race as Different Strokes last start.
Yeah, right.
And pushed him a little bit. Different Strokes is, he's a tough bastard. And Divine Breath was around, it's 20-1.
Yeah, right.
So I'm going to have a little bit on.
It's funny you mentioned Divine Breath, Brian. $19 with Sportsbet at the moment, but it's $34 in the 19. So a little bit of spec at the big prices for Divine Breath at Barry 10.
Mm. Okay.
Might be a little Quinella here. Kiss some Divine Breath. Kiss some the 16. Anyway, what else we got, Shawnee? Big weekend
coming up.
Yeah, getting
back to the... Oh, huge weekend. One of the best weekends. Gunstock is the new favourite in the Derby, lads. $4.20, tops of betting. Forgot You, still thereabouts. But it's drifted slightly, $4 yesterday at $4.50 today. Hitotsu keeps on firming. It's the best back runner with Sportsbet. $7.50 yesterday, now $6.50. And I pronounced it Tutu Kaka. It's actually Chuchu Kaka, I've been told. Steady at the $9. But the big one down there in Melbourne is the Coolmore. We all know that the Derby's sort of the biggest race of the day, but the Coolmore looks an absolute belter. Extreme Warrior, $4.20. Best back with us. In the Congo, next best, it's the Waterhouse and Bot Runner, $4.40. And Pau Lele is $7. That looks an absolute belter on paper, this race, the Coolmore.
Yeah, Home Affairs, who ran in the Everest, that's down there. Artorias as well. Glennie Boss on board there, $8.50. Fascinating racer. You've got the Derby. Yeah. You've got the Lexus as well. So the Hotham handicap, as they call it, the Lexus Hotham, $2.60, great house, James McDonald and Chrissy Waller. Anything else to look forward to, Sean?
Well, NFL tomorrow, boys, Thursday night footy, Arizona Cardinals, very, very short at home, $1.35, but they're taking on my boys, the Cheeseheads, Green Bay Packers, $3.20, big old line, -6.5, the Cardinals are giving away. I might just be on Green Bay tomorrow, boys, in the NFL.
Have you listened to the podcast, Shawnee Sports Wars, where he talks about Aaron Rodgers and the gunslinger Brett Favre?
No, I haven't.
If that's your team, you've got to listen to that. It's a belter, absolute cracker. I'll be listening to it outside the hours of 3 to 6, though, mind you, because it doesn't sound as good when you listen then. But otherwise, that is the go. But, mate, so many races. Sportsbet got you covered there at Flemington, at Sydney, with the Golden Eagle as well. We didn't talk about the Golden Eagle, did we, today?
No, we didn't. We can talk about it. I'm thunderstruck, Shug. Clear one to beat as far as EMAC is concerned. Our man, the Irishman, $4.20, keeps on getting back into $4 today. Private Eye, dirty, dirty map, he says. It's got to overcome that really wide gate. But the price isn't budging, still $7. So people thinking, or the sports bet punters at least, thinking Private Eye can overcome that really wide gate and win the Golden Eagle.
So the Irishman's got I'm Thunderstruck on top.
I'm Thunderstruck, clear one to beat.
Wow.
Apache Chase.
Also thinks,
Apache Chase.
Yeah, a couple of at bigger odds. Apache Chase and Ellsberg, $7 and $9 respectively. He's expecting them to both run big races. But I'm Thunderstruck, looks the one to beat.
Yeah, I'm going to be on Apache Chase up on the speed. That'll be me every day of the week at the $7. Good on you, Shaunie. And breaking news, by the way, Brian's still alive in this handball.
Is he really?
Yeah, still alive. So last night I had three in a row, but I need, and it's a big if, I'm worried. I need Meshkov Brest to win, but I know
Meshkov who?
Meshkov Brest versus Elvarum, and the Bresties, they've got their best player out.
Oh
no.
Helmet.
Helmet's out.
Helmet. His name's Helmet. Helmet.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, don't have to tell me who he is.
But that's his first and second.
That's right.
Helmet. Apparently he's unstoppable up front. So if we can get over this, Bresty, where we're coming home to roost.
He's that good. They named him twice, Helmet. But anyway, good on you, Shaunie. Enjoy your evening, mate.
All right, boys. We'll chat soon.
There he is, the great coal miner, Shaunie Omorod of Sportsbet fame.